Okay, we're in Hilchos, Matame Mishkav Moshe, Perek Zayin. And now we're going to go get again into more specific halachas of how Tumah is transmitted by this class of Tumah, of Matame. So, halacha Aleph, Hazav, which again, when the Rambam uses Zav, he's referring to all the different categories of Matame Mishkav Moshe, which means Zav, Zav, Anida, Yoledes. So, Matame is a Mishkav Moshe, America, Bechamesh Drachim. So, it's five ways, right? One of these individuals can produce Tumah through either lying, sitting, or riding on something. Omed Yoshe Shochev Nitlav Anisha. So the five are basically lying, excuse me, standing on it, sitting on it, lying on it, hanging, what do you call it, from it, or leaning on it. So Ketzat, so what's an example? Kliha Asui L'mishkav L'moshav L'merkav. So an item that's made for the purpose of, let's say, lying down, for example, Afi L'haya Tachas Evan, even if it is under a rock, Im Amad Echa Mitame Mishkav Al Evan. Let's say someone who is in, like a Zav, for instance, stands, what do you call it, on top of the stone, or Yoshav Aleha, or sits on it, or Shachav, or lies, or Nishan Aleha, or leans on it, or Nitlaba, or is hanging from it. Hov the Nisnasa ala Kli Hazeh, since it is being supported by this item, Mikom Makom, Nitma, it becomes Tameh Vinasa al Tumah, and it becomes primary Tumah. L'Lecha Mechamisha Drachem Elu, and any one of these five actions, Nikra Midras B'chol Makom. It's called Midras. So again, any one of these five actions, Omed, Yoshev, Shochev, Nitlav, and Nishan, the term Midras is used as the universal term to talk about the five different ways that, what it called, that an item can become Tameh. Now, V'chein HaMishka Merkav Tameh Adam Shiva Drachem. So there's two more when it comes to, there's two more ways to be, to produce Tumah when it comes to being Metameh a person, if Anida touches a person. So there's the five that he listed. And then also Vamaga Vamasa, as well as touching directly and carrying. So Ketzah. Mishkav, Amerkav, Shadar, Salav, Azav, and Nitma, Mudraso. So let's say Azav is supported by like an item on that, which is something that you ride on, for instance, and therefore made that thing Tama. Okay. Hanogeabo, someone touches that item. Oh, and also carries it Tamei. They're Tamei. Vechani Yoshev, Alav, Omen, O Shochev, O Nitlo, and Nishan, or so too, any one of the other four. Even if there's a stone separating that which is tar from one of the five methods of midras, that's tamei shnemar va yoshev al kli asher yishev alav azav. So what do you see? We learn from the Mishnah. Makom shazav yoshev matame, the place where the zav sits and produces tuma. Im yeshev shamatar, if someone who then is tar sits there, nitma. Ma hazav matame merkav moshev shtachas evan. So just like a zav produces tuma through riding on, for instance, that which is underneath the rock, afatar. So to samatar, becomes tame min a mishkav amerkav, shumitachas evan, will become tame from that which is light upon, for example, underneath the rock. Af pishin a zav sham ala mishkav, even though the zav himself is not there, the adam zesh shehulam ala min a midras, and the person who, what do you call, who gets tuma, who's above the what do you call, the midras, mitame begadim, kolz manch lopirish mitamav, also produces tuma in clothing, as long as he's still related, so to speak, through touching, or that relationship of tuma still exists, kamosha b'yarno, like the Rambam explained previously. I'll give him all 1 second. Ein azav metames a mishkav. So azav, one of the four cases, does not produce tuma in that which they lie upon. Ad she yinase rubo ala mishkav ala moshav ala merkav, until the majority of the person's body is being supported by that which they are either lying on or sitting on or riding on. V'chein atar shedaras al midras azav. So too, someone who's tar, who is supported by a midras that became tamei through azav, inu mistame. He also will not become tame from the midras until most of him is being carried. But if a small part of him, minority, is if he didn't touch it, so ketzad. So what does it mean? Mixas tame ala mishkav, mixas tara losa mishkav. Let's say some part of a tame person's on an area, right? And what do you call? Let's say a small part of someone's tara is on it, lying on an area. Hamishkav tar. So that which lies upon his tara, but tara should nasa mixasa love taran. And anyone Torah who carries that little bit is also Torah. Hatamish and Nasa Ruba al Mixas and Mishkav al Merkav. Let's say someone who's Tameh, most of him is being supported by that which he lies on. Nitma Mishkav Kula, then the entire Mishkav becomes Tameh or Merkav Kula. Vechenetar should Nasa Ruba al Mixas and Midras. So too, if someone who's Torah carries a majority, right, is being carried, what do you call it? A majority of the person who's Torah is being supported on a small part of Mixas and Midras and a small part of the Midras. Nitma. Even though, technically speaking, it's only a smaller portion of the Moshav that's being supported. Now, let's say a Zav, one of the four, is lying on over five different benches. let's say they are what are called positioned in the lengthwise direction, Tameyam. It's Renisa, because most of them is being carried by one of them. Hayumunach on the Rokvan, but let's say the benches are set up widthwise, Tahorin. Why is he Tahor Shalil? Nisa Rubal Kalechaman, because there's no point where the majority of him is being supported by one of them. Then Yashon Lam, Benkacha, Benkach Mayam. If he sleeps on them, either way, he's Tameh, Shema Nisapech Lam, because maybe he rolled over, but then so Rubal Kalecha, and then most of him will be on one of the benches. Hayamut al Shisha Kalem, Asun Mishkav. Let's say he's lying on six items that are made, supports, for instance, that are made what it called for lying on. Shnei Yadav al Shayim, let's say two of his hands are on two. Shnei Rag al Shayim, and two of his feet aren't, his two legs on two. Rosh al Echan, his head on one. Vagub al Echan, his body on the sixth one. Ain Tam Mishu Mishkab, he's not Tameh. Elazesh Dachas Gufo, except for the one underneath his body part, Shere Nisa Rubolov, because that's the majority of them. Amon al Shnei Mishkavos, let you stand, he's standing on two supports. Raglo Achas al Echad, Raglo Shnei al Shnei. So 1 foot on one foot on the other. Shnei Tameh, and both end up becoming Tameh. Lachahea Yoshev al Gabe Amita. Let's say he's sitting on a bed, Vidal Mishkavos Tachas Arbleg Ragle Mita, and there were four, let's say, surfaces, each one underneath the four legs of the bed. Kulam Tameos are all Tameh, Vinay, Shainya, Cholam, Alashalash, because he can't stand on three alone. He needs all four to be able to stand. Halachabab, Hayarochev Agabe Behema. Let's say he's riding an animal, Vidal Mishkavos, and there are four, let's say, surfaces, right? Arba Raglea, right? Excuse me, Tachas Arba Raglea, underneath the animal's 4 feet. Kulam Taros, they're all Taros. Why because an animal can't stand on three. And the fourth one, therefore, is there to like a secondary reason. And we don't, that doesn't register in Allah. Since each one could be a support. We don't know which one is as for the hind foot or the forefoot. He's not leaning on it. There's no chazaka of tum in any one of them. Therefore, kulon taros, all them are taros. Let's say there's one, what it called, support underneath two of the hind four legs of the animal, or underneath its hind legs, or under one and one the other. Why? Because then we could say the support definitely served as support for the zub. Because we can't say the animal can only walk on two, it needs all four legs. Right, let's say a person is tameh set on the beam that's used in an olive press, kolakim shav ekal tameh. So any of the kalim that are in the area of pressing are tameh, treheim ritzutzim tachas akor, because we say they're pressed directly underneath the beam that presses the olives. Avim yashav al michbash shel koves. But let's say he sat underneath a press that a person who launders clothes used. Harayakim shtachas luach al michbash tarim. Any of the things that are, like say, the clothing that's underneath that beam are tar. Meshahu rupwe, because we say the what do you call it? The press rests on its own feet. And therefore, that's standing on its own. And not being supported by the clothes underneath it. Shem yirtze adam lahachnis sakin uchiyotze ba'bein akelem shenachas ha-mechbash ba'bein ha-mechbash ba'bein ha-mechbash, because if a person wanted to stick a knife in between the clothing that underneath the beam and the beam itself, machnis, he's allowed to af al pi shehu kasher, even though the press itself, that beam, is tied close. Let's say a zav used for support a kli that's not made for lying or moshav or sitting or merkav or riding. Even though what it called, even though it could have been used to lie on, since he didn't touch it, raise the tar, he's tar. Shari omrim, when you say lo, amod v'nasim lachdein b'klizeh, because we'll say to him, stand up and let us use this thing for work. So ketzat. So what's an example? So kafa saav yashav aleha, kafa riva yashav aleha. So, for example, let's say he took a measuring cup that used for grain and he flips it over and sits on it. Yashav al paroches or kel shosvinar, or let's say he sat on like a sail of a ship. Kiyotzebehen harei l'torim the tar. Shneimar she yeshiv alav. What does that mean? Hamiyuchal yeshiva, that which is made normally for sitting. Lo she'omrim lo amod v'nasan l'chinam. Not that they would say to him, hey, like get up off the sail so I can use it to sail my ship with. Meshikli zel l'nasan yeshiva, because this kli is not made for sitting. Haya kli mishamesh liyeshiva imulachto she'osala. But let's say the kli is used, it's meant to be sat upon in the work that's done, then arezim istav midras, then it'll become tameh through the five ways. Kigon, haradid, vachalok, vatalos, vachorma, vachema. So there's some examples like a veil or a cloak, a carrying bag. Abishalacham and lonasim etchila mishkab, even though they weren't initially made to lie down. Hayom mishamish is mishkab, imlachto. He uses it to lie down on with his malacha, vachinko yotzavailu. Vilchos kelim varakol kelim vatam midras. So and later on, vilchos kelim, we'll see what these kalim that are matame midras work, the kalim shame matame midras, and ones that don't become tame. Veza kli roi l'shiva, veza roi l'shiva. Which kli is made for sitting? Which is for lying? Veza roi l'chiva, and which one's made for riding? That ends Parak Zayin, and we'll continue with Parak Ches tomorrow.